You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Friday, August 23rd. What to know today about a meeting between world leaders this weekend and which issue one of them is calling an international crisis. Plus, new efforts in every state to fight robocalls, DoorDash changes its tipping policy, and what to expect next from both Androids and iPhones. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The Group of Seven, or G7, summit starts this weekend in France. It's when leaders of seven of the world's major economic powers get together. We're talking about the leaders from the U.S., as well as Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. And there are a couple of things I want to mention about this so far. First, CNBC says this will be the first G7 since these meetings started 44 years ago that will end without any sort of joint agreement or statement. In other words, some of the world's largest economies that typically stand together on issues are not really getting along. French President Emmanuel Macron pointed to President Trump taking the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement and refusing to sign the final joint statement at the G7 summit last year. Also of note, Macron, who will be hosting this year's G7 in France, is calling for the G7 leaders to make the fires burning in the Amazon rainforest that we mentioned yesterday a top priority to discuss. He calls it an international crisis. The fires are burning at a record rate. But the BBC reports Brazil's president, who is not part of the G7, is pushing back, saying his critics are using the fires just to make him look bad, and that it's Brazil's issue alone, even while he says the country doesn't have the resources to deal with all these fires. The Amazon is the largest rainforest in the world, and it's known as the lungs of the planet because it produces 20% of the world's oxygen. It also absorbs carbon dioxide, which can help slow the pace of global warming. The Washington Post points out it has some of the wettest land on Earth, so why is it burning? The Post says scientists point to human activity, from farmers setting fires to clear the land to droughts, made worse by climate change. The hashtag #PrayForAmazon is now going around on social media, and some celebrities are weighing in as well, like actor Leonardo DiCaprio. He posted to Instagram, providing ideas of ways to help and places to donate. Stay tuned for details about what happens at the G7 summit this weekend. Another new effort to stop those annoying robocalls, and this time it involves every state. The Wall Street Journal reports attorneys general from every state in the U.S. and several large telecom companies all signed a pledge to prevent those scam calls. The cell phone companies say they'll work with state law enforcement to investigate where the calls actually come from and to give customers free call blocking technology. So far, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, CenturyLink, and seven other companies are on board. That said, TechCrunch reports no deadline was set, which means carriers can take as long as they want to roll out the tech. Well, she was one of the most visible people from the Trump administration because she was always out in front talking to the press. Well, now she's going to become the press. Former press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is headed to Fox News. She'll give political commentary and analysis for the network. Sanders was President Trump's press secretary for about 2 years, and she's somewhat known for her confrontations with White House reporters. For the first time, dozens of countries, including the U.S., are pushing to protect giraffes as an endangered species. The countries voted to put stricter regulations on world trade involving giraffe parts like hides, bones, or meat. The goal is to keep better track of the animals and, hopefully, save the population. The AP cites stats from conservation groups who say the number of giraffes in Africa has dropped by 40% in the last 30 years. And if that continues, giraffes may end up extinct. But some African countries where the giraffe populations are doing okay are not on board with the new regulations. They say there's not enough evidence that giraffes are in danger. Either way, most countries okayed the new protections, and it should get the final approval next week. We have more news ahead for you, but let's take a quick break right now to thank this week's sponsor, MM LaFleur. This is a company that designs thoughtful clothing with the on-the-go professional in mind. MM LaFleur offers machine washable and wrinkle-resistant fabrics, adjustable hems, and more. And each item is designed with versatility in mind so you get the most out of each outfit. Plus, the company's expert stylists are right there to help you to create your ideal work wardrobe. They even have an award-winning newsletter that includes career advice and styling tips. I love to get ideas for work clothes because I want to look and feel my best while also not really having to spend that much time or energy on it. So right now, new customers can get $25 toward their first purchase with the code NEWSWORTHY. Check it out or tell the women in your life. Just visit mmlaflore.com/newsworthy for more details and to redeem this $25 gift. That's mmlaflore.com/newsworthy, and you can find that link in today's show notes. Now back to the news. College football is back. The season kicks off tomorrow with two games. Miami will play Florida and Arizona plays Hawaii. As for the season, all eyes will likely be on Clemson this year. Sports Illustrated says the team is trying to win back-to-back titles. In other sports news, Serena Williams is about to play her main rival in the U.S. Open for the first time. ESPN says Williams will play Maria Sharapova in the first round. They're the two biggest stars in women's tennis. The highly anticipated match is the first time the two will play each other in more than 3 years, and it's the first time they'll go head-to-head at the U.S. Open. The match is on Monday. Food delivery app DoorDash now says its delivery drivers can keep 100% of their tips. It's a big change in policy thanks to media coverage and public backlash. A New York Times article had pointed out that the company was putting customer tips toward workers' guaranteed base pay, essentially keeping the tip for the company itself. The changes are set to go into effect by the end of next month. DoorDash is the biggest food delivery app in the country, but it's not the only company that's dealt with something similar. The Verge points out others, like Instacart and even Amazon, have made similar changes to their tipping policies this year. It's official, the new Android operating system has a name, and it's Android 10. That's pretty simple compared to what Google has named its operating systems in the past. The Verge says Google has been naming them after desserts for 10 years. Think pie, Oreo, and marshmallow, to name a few. The new version of Android was supposed to start with the letter Q, but some think the company couldn't come up with any Q desserts. Google just says it was time for a change, and it wants to help make release names simpler. CNET says one of the biggest selling points for Android 10 is its new privacy feature that lets you have more control over the info apps can see about you and more. No word yet on when the new software will be out. Oh, and Android changed its logo as well. The green mascot only shows the top of its head now rather than that full body. Google says it's going for a more modern look. Rumor has it Apple is coming out with a bunch of new tech this fall, including new iPhones, an iPad upgrade, and its largest laptop in years. Bloomberg cites sources who say the tech giant is planning to release three new iPhones at the event next month. As we've mentioned before, two of them will be, quote, iPhone Pro models. The biggest upgrade is apparently to the rear-facing camera. It will now have a sensor to capture ultra-wide-angle photos and videos. The phones will reportedly also have a new multi-angle Face ID sensor, which will let users unlock the phone even if it's laying flat on the table. Apple is apparently working on a new iPad, Apple Watch, AirPods, a HomePod Plus, and a new MacBook Pro, which is a 16-inch screen. That's the largest laptop from Apple in several years. The phones will likely go on sale in September. For the first time in more than a decade, divers explored the wreckage of the Titanic. But what they found was surprising. USA Today reports the ship is decaying. Metal-eating bacteria and saltwater corrosion have chipped away at the boat. Experts say it is part of the natural process, but it may disappear completely within a few decades. The Titanic is in two pieces already at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. It's been there since 1912 when it hit an iceberg and sank. You'll apparently see footage from this dive in the documentary called Mission Titanic, set to air on National Geographic next year. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. And a quick note that it's my birthday today, so I'm going to ask you for a little gift, that you take a picture of yourself listening to the Newsworthy, or at least of your phone while it's playing, and then post it to Instagram and tag me. I'm at Erica Mandy News, and I would love to connect with you, and it would make my day to see you listening to the show. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode. Just look in your podcast app's episode description, or you can go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.